Two items on the council agenda last night were regarding previously sold property. Item 8.4 concerned property at 1-88 All Nations Terrace. Item 8.5 was properties on McLaren, St. Camillus and Taylor. For both, a standard paragraph on the agenda informed, as this matter deals with a proposed or pending acquisition or disposition of land by the municipality, it may be discussed in closed session under Section 239(2)(c) of the Municipal Act, 2001. Council considered the option to go into closed while aware the subsequent debate was of particular interest to residents. Speaking to the first item, All Nations Terrace, Councillor Norman Mann commented, "I am quite aware of this situation and I do understand that the community may not clearly understand the rationale for going into closed, however, there is one. It is legitimate under the Act, which is why I'm supporting it going into closed tonight." Councillor Charles Flintoff spoke next. "I know the public really wants to know, why are you going into closed?" He added, "There are reasons that we do have to go into closed, and on this particular one I would like to support Mr. Mann, and let's just let it all come out, eventually. Thank you." Acting Mayor Andrew Wannan commented, "It's a matter of procedure." Wannan continued, "What we are hoping to be able to do is, when we come out of closed, is to make an announcement and hopefully that will be sufficient for the curious. But with respect to both these issues, there are reasons why we are going into closed." The motion to take 8.4, All Nations Terrace into closed session was unanimously approved by the councillors. It had been moved without any undue pause, by Councillor Norman Mann, seconded by Councillor Merrill Seidel. Item 8.5, the 19 properties on McLaren, St. Camillus and Taylor, was discussed next. The acting mayor read the motion to take the discussion into closed session and called for a mover. A long pause followed. No one moved. Finally, Wannan said, "So, no movers." Councillor Flintoff was the first councillor to speak. "I put a lot of thought into this one over the weekend, and I really feel that the public should be able to hear on how we're moving forward on this matter, and so, I think this one should be out in the open." For approximately 30 minutes, council conducted a fulsome debate in open session regarding the matter specifically and related considerations, including encouraging development, realistic time covenants, and taxation revenue. It is here. During the debate, Steve Antunes, manager of economic development, advised the council that the purchaser was requesting an extension to the covenant dates. The purchasers experienced some initial hardship in locating reliable and reasonably priced labor and trades to build the first two properties. The first two properties are model homes to promote the purchase of homes for the remaining 17 lots. In conclusion, council decided to extend the timeline for the model homes only, noting the project may gain momentum and if not, other extensions could be a future consideration, if necessary. Councillor Merrill Seidel told the council, "I'm willing to support this motion to extend this covenant until July of 2024. The vote was called and approved unanimously. After the vote, Wannan commented, "Okay, that was a good discussion." Following the discussion, the council proceeded into a closed session to consider the 1-88 All Nations Terrace item. When the council returned, Wannan informed the public that, "We have a motion that the covenant for 1-88 All Nations Terrace be extended by 36 months from the existing covenant build date of June 1, 2024. The motion was approved unanimously."